Welcome to Healers of the Light Talk Show with your host, Joanna Basols, streaming live from Miami Beach, Florida, talking about metaphysics and healing methods. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here one more time. I'm very happy to be here today. I'm feeling great and very, very inspired. We're talking about something very interesting today. We're going over a few case studies of the soul reprogramming method. More than case studies, it's actually a discussion. We're going to be talking about how the soul reprogramming method can improve the body and systems to allow healing. And specifically, we're going to be talking about autism and ADHD, which are in the rise lately. There are too many more people with this condition than there were in the previous years. And we're going to discuss why that is and how can we help. Another thing that we're going to talk about today is about karma. Since we're working with a tool that balances the elements at all levels, we need to talk about karma because karma is the law of balance, and we're going to see how they are related and how can we use the SRM to also balance karma in our bodies, in our entire system, because karma could come in many different ways. And at the end, hopefully we have enough time, we're going to go to a little meditation. It should be a short one. It's a little meditation to experience life beyond physical life. It is important to do this because we want to release fear, and the most or the biggest fear in any human is death. And so we're going to experience that. What is really death? Why are we afraid of it? And we're going to experience a little bit of that transition in a little meditation. You're not going to go anywhere. You'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't worry about it. It's very mild. I would say level one compared to other meditations that we can probably do, but it's a good starter, so you can, you know, warm up, and we will probably get to other levels of meditation once we work more with the mind and all that. Very good. But before starting, I wanted to make a couple of announcements. I just released on the website two dates for the Soul Reprogramming Method class. Right now, we're teaching only in Miami, Florida. I'm not sure if I'm going to get to go to another state before next year, but the goal is to start January with a few different states, and for that, you know, we have in our website healersofthelight.com, we have that newsletter form that says you fill out your name, your email, and also your location. That really helps us understand where you are hearing us or reading us or joining us from, and that is a very good you know, tool for us to determine where the next classes will be. So if you could help us with that and fill out that newsletter form, that would be really, really helpful. And so I released two new dates. We're going to have now the class, actually, this is also an important change with the SRM class. It will be given in two levels instead of three. It is more compact and more efficient. So we're going to be able to do it in two levels instead of three. So that will be two weekends. Usually I like to have them in a row because once you do level one, you definitely want to do the next one. You're not going to be half activated with your DNA halfway. You definitely want to do the whole thing. And it works just better that way. If you can't do it, it's not going to be bad for you. It's just that it will be better if you do. So we have it in only basic and advanced, and it's the same content. The content hasn't changed. It's exactly the same content. It's just arranged differently, so that everyone that comes from other places to see us or to take the class can use their time more efficiently. And, you know, people usually can't really take that many days off from work. And so we did this to be able to help you take the class and hopefully become a consultant and help other people with the soul reprogramming method. So the next class will start in September 29 to October 1st. This will be in Miami, Florida. Usually the classes are from 10 to 5. If anyone wants to stay a little later because they are too into filling out or doing their exercises, and usually I stay also a little bit later to help, and that way we're on the schedule. But usually it's from 10 to 5, and it's going to be all done within 3 days. So basic class will be in 3 days. We're going to see the same things, all the programming of the main program will be seen here. So we're going to be covering 50 charts in the first level. We're activating 5 strands of DNA. And in the advanced level, we're going to see all that is the cells, the memory, the mind, and the body and brain functions that are going to be restructured. Also, it will be on 3 days, and that will be the following weekend, that is October 6th to October 8th. And then I have a second set of classes starting in November, which is November 10th to the 12th for the basic class, and then November 17th to the 19th for the advanced class. So if you are able to make it, please sign up on the website, healersofthelight.com. You can go to events list, and you can see the 2 dates and select the one that you like better. And the sign-ups usually end about 10 to 20 days before the class, so make sure to check when is the end date of the signing up to make sure that you make it right on time. And another announcement that I wanted to give is that we're going to be releasing a new class. It's called the Seed of Love Activation. And this is a class that comes after reprogramming. It is after reprogramming because we're working with energy. We're imposing energy with our hands, with our eyes, with our system. And this is to heal specific conditions and specific, it has different techniques for different things that we're working on. And this is because it is only available after reprogramming because we're working with the new frequencies. So once you are reprogrammed and your DNA is activated, then you have access to the higher frequencies that we're going to use to apply this energy healing to other people. And the people that are receiving the healing also need to be reprogrammed in order to receive the healing of these higher frequencies. So it's a very, very interesting process, because remember that we are updating and basically we're improving in our entire system of receptors and transmitters of energy. So when we do that, we're receiving this higher frequency that we can apply for healing. It's like any method of energy healing, but reloaded, like at a higher level. Because now we're working with different energy, but in the same token, for the person to receive the energy also needs to be updated, and it needs to be updated, and the receptors and transmitter need to be able to receive the energy that we're sending. So it is a two-step process for them, but the healing should be much more effective and much more stronger than regular energy healing that could be done at this level, working with these energies that you have access now. So that's exciting. If you're into energy healing, like any kind, let's say Reiki or anything that is like imposing hands or healing with hands or and hands of light or any of those methods that are out there that work with energy, this should kick your game to the next level for sure. So give us a try. And like I said, the classes are starting now end of September and again in November. So you can check our website for the new classes. I don't know if after that where we're going to be, if we're going to go to another state or not, but definitely here in Florida we'll have the classes at least every 3 months. That's what I'd like to give it some space for the people to gather. So let us know if you're interested, and you can always email me if you have any questions at info@healersofthelight.com. Very good. So now we can start with our first topic of the day, and the question is how the soul reprogramming method can improve the body and systems to allow healing. Well, we just said that now. The soul reprogramming method updates and upgrades all of our receptors and transmitters in the body. Remember, we're doing a full restart. It's like changing our entire operating system for a new one. So now we can work with the softwares that are improved, that are softwares of the future, that are trying to come here, but we are not ready to receive. And how can we make ourselves ready? We can do it through this method that is a virtual upgrade of your entire operating system. So once we do that, we're able to receive all this healing that is coming, because it's not just that diseases are coming, there are also healing methods that are coming to us, but we need to be able to receive it. So That's why it is important that we upgrade our operating system as soon as possible to be able to enjoy our life the way it should be. Because, of course, healing is something that we enjoy, but if we are healthy now, we want to stay healthy. I think it's always better to prevent than have to deal with some situation. So if we are healthy now, I would say let's stay healthy and let's maintain this state and improve it. So for that, what we do with the reprogramming, we make sure that we block any programs of disease and we remove any elements that could be potentially harmful to the health. And all that can be done through our metaphysical charts. We have about 1,000 different elements in the soul reprogramming method class that let us know where there is an imbalance in the body or brain or anywhere in our cells or in our memory, even in our mind, anywhere in our system, our DNA even. And that is translated into an imbalance of the elements. It's not going to tell us exactly, you know, it's like in the universe, everything is numbers and algorithms. It is not seen as a detailed information of who did what, or it is all numbers. So what it's going to show is like numbers not matching in certain part of our system, and we're going to be able to find that and heal the proper element to reestablish the balance in that part of the body or brain or anywhere in the system where the elements are failing. So that is the most important part, is to be able to maintain our health. And of course, if someone is dealing with a disease, a condition, a disorder, then improving your receptors and transmitters then will definitely make a difference and will help accelerate the healing. At no point we're saying that we replace any regular healing. We're saying that with the use of reprogramming, we could improve whatever we're doing, and we could improve healing on our own. We have discussed this before also, that the Western medicine is really pointing towards healing, not healing, but taming the effects or the symptoms of something to allow you to heal yourself. It's not actually taking care of any root causes of any disease. If you notice, the Western medicine, all it's trying to do is go for the symptoms, is because that's all it can do. It's not possible for a chemical or a physical level thing applied to actually heal something from the root, because the root of things are not physical. You're trying to heal something with something that is at a different level. So a disease, by the time it came to your body, it already went through several layers of you have all these layers that protect you from reaching you. You have your astral layer, you have a light layer, and you have a different other layers before coming there that are like sort of filters that work in your favor before anything can reach your physical body. So all those layers have to be penetrated before reaching your physical body. So imagine the disease is already in your body that was not even created, or it was not even generated at that level. It's something that, okay, was transmitted, but by the time it reached your body, already transmuted into something else. So you're trying to give it some medication at a physical level that is not going to be able to make a big difference. All it can do is work with the things that are physical level, which are the symptoms. The symptoms are physical. So what it does is like alleviates the pain or alleviates any discomfort or anything. So to allow for our body to have enough time to heal itself. So that's what it does. It really doesn't do anything miracle. It's not a miracle. What it does is it probably restrains some of the functions in our nervous system to stop the pain in some cases, and depending what it's doing, obviously, and to alleviate the symptoms while we are healing ourselves. And with reprogramming, what we're doing is going the other way, because we're working with metaphysical elements, which are the source, the creators of every single thing that is physical. The first thing they are, before being physical, they are mental. They're astral. Somebody had an idea about the thing before the thing existed. And the same thing is happening with human beings. There is an idea of a human being before a human being can be physical. And so we are working with that level, you know, that level of depth, of mind, of astral level, of light level. And from there, we are able to access where the imbalances are to completely heal them and reestablish the order in our system at that level. Once that is reestablished, then we can see that reflection of balance that is happening at a higher level of our own systems reflected into the physical body. We're not directly applying anything in the physical body. We're not necessarily touching or doing anything or interacting at this level. But now we're actually adding, with the activation of the seed of love, the next level of what is the reprogramming. And that is the direct application of healing with the imposing of hands or through the eyes. And that is because we want to complete or add to our astral work also some physical interaction, with, even if it's of the minimal kind, because it's basically just energy healing. And some of these things could be done long distance, but it is definitely more effective if they're done directly in person. And I would always recommend that if you're getting any energy, kind of energy healing done, like in this case, with this activation of the seed of love, you want to be in person because you want to make sure that you receive these benefits. But in, for example, in the reprogramming itself, that is an astral level work, so that can be done at long distance. But when we activate the DNA, for example, it has to be in person because we do it through pairing. We make sure that one person that is already activated activates another person that is not activated. And for that, you need to be present, because it's like something that emanates from the person and goes into the other person with the calling of the elements one by one by their names. That's what produces the DNA activation, and that also promotes healing. But only promotes healing after reprogramming, because we're not going to do a DNA activation before reprogramming, because we will be attracting or connecting to energies that are low or not that high as the ones that we are managing after reprogramming. So to obtain the most of the benefits, we definitely want to go with those after reprogramming. So before we do anything, we do reprogramming. And that's the bottom line, and that's why many other classes will come after the basic and advanced class of reprogramming, like this one, like the activation of the seed of love. And I'm pretty sure that we'll have others where we're managing these high frequencies that we're working with, and hopefully you can join us. One thing that is very interesting that really got my attention, and that's why I talk so much about this, because for me it was a discovery and it just made so much sense, it was about the use of the soul reprogramming method to improve conditions such as autism and ADHD. What I understand now that I'm working with the elements and frequencies, and I am understanding about evolution and how things improve and in life, and I understand now that for evolution to occur, frequencies have to come and affect everything at any level. In this case, we're living in a physical world, so frequencies come to the physical world and affect everything that is physical. So in this round of evolution, we're receiving certain influences that are causing our bodies to change and evolve. So in the case of autism and ADHD, we're receiving these frequencies, and especially we see it in children, new generations. Why? Because they are the new generation. So they're bringing these new elements that we don't have, the new elements that are screaming evolution. And when they come here and their bodies are not ready, but they're already channeling these frequencies because they have some of the receptors and transmitters ready, but not all of them are prepared, then there is conflict. And what happens is that discomfort starts, and they start to feel that, overwhelmed, or they feel too sensitive and too emotional, and they feel the energy is too much, and they can feel what anyone is thinking. They feel very uncomfortable around other people, especially if the people don't have good energy. They can sense everything. So this tells us that these people are managing really high frequencies, and they're like perfect filters of energy. So I think that they are going to be the perfect healers of the future. People that can sense energy in a way that nobody else can. But unfortunately, they're going through in this process of evolution where the bodies are not ready. And we're probably going to go through several disorders like this, or even cancer and many other things that our body is not ready yet or doesn't understand yet, until we start changing physically, or we start changing our receptors and transmitters somehow. So this is a message from the universe telling us this is part of, we need to make changes in your system. So that's why you're feeling this way. And I'm not, at this point, I'm not sure. Some diseases might be created here. This is a discussion that we always have. We don't know which ones are coming from the universe and which ones are coming from the greedy people that wants to, you know, make money selling you medicine. So I'm not sure. But in case of autism, I know that it is not the case, because they're not able to do anything for them really with any of their medicine, other than just administer them like medicine for focusing, like Adderall or things like that, or things like for anxiety and depression and things like that. So there is nothing really that can be applied directly. So this is definitely part of evolution. But what we can do with SRM is help them elevate those receptors and transmitters. So once we do the full reprogramming in the body and brain and cells of the patient or the participant, we allow them to receive these frequencies differently. So now they're not conflicting anymore. Now they're not fighting them. Now they're not feeling overwhelmed. They're actually processing them how they're supposed to. And they're able to actually interact with those frequencies the way they're supposed to do in maybe 100 or 500 years from now, when their bodies are made in the way that they're supposed to be made. And this is something that we can do from now to ease their life in the meantime. If they were chosen to be the ones that are living with these conditions, to be the ones that bring the evolution to the world, you know that souls make commitments of different kinds, and helpers and healers and all kinds of angels come here to the world with different missions. And some of them are more evident in missions, but others are here like them, for example, that volunteer to be the ones that bring the evolution. And in doing so, they're putting their own bodies and their own life in the physical world in, not in jeopardy, but in an uncomfortable situation. And so we have to be thankful for the changes and for things that they are going through for us to, as a race, as a human race, to be able to evolve. So if there's something that we can do to also help and ease their stay in this planet, we should. And that's why I also called for volunteers. Last week I was asking for volunteers, people with autism and ADHD in the area of Miami, Florida, that would like to participate at no cost in our case studies, and is willing, people that are willing to release their information and their feedback to let other people know how they feel after the application of the soul reprogramming method and the application of the seed of love activation that is already ready to be applied. I would like to definitely invite again anyone that would like to participate with these conditions of autism and ADHD. Other people have called to volunteer, but at this moment, these would be the ones that we would like to experiment first, because we're talking so much about this that really, really, I think it is time to bring in a couple case studies. And another thing that is good to keep in mind, especially about ADHD, is that also, you know, they are in a milder way also going through the same situation. They're not ready. Their bodies are not ready to go through what's happening, to the changes. But they have some of the receptors and transmitters turned on, but not they're not balanced and they're not perfectly turned on. So the worst thing that you can do, in my opinion, to a person with this condition is to give them chemicals or drugs to try to calm them down, or because they're too hyper or something, because I don't know, it depends obviously in the condition of each one of them. I'm sure that there are some that you might have to, but ideally you're able to adapt yourself to them rather than have them adapt to us, because that's what evolution means. It doesn't mean that if we want to see evolution, we have to see what's the change and we have to try to adapt to the change, not have the change be as mild as possible where there's no change. So there's, in that way, we will never change. It will be the same thing. We'll be still in the cave and, you know, eating with a stick, and those things definitely have to change. So if you see things that are part of evolution, you have to honor them and try to change around it. So maybe people with ADHD can't focus on school because school is too boring and it's not interesting enough. It's already obsolete the ways that schools and education are. It's like, I don't think if I will be able to stand it if I will have to go to school now with knowing what I know, and they probably are more advanced. So people are evolving and our school systems are staying the same. So how boring could it be for someone, all of these kids that are coming, star seeds, indigos, crystals, can you imagine just being, sitting there and having to listen to these things that are, most of it is made up, and it's just impossible. So hopefully somebody will also come up with the idea of a school that is directed or has interest in spirituality that actually shares real information, because it's time. Like, we already need this yesterday. So hopefully that's coming soon. Moving on, I hope that that was clear, and this is really something that is interesting to us, and we're here to help. We're here to find not probably a cure, because there's nothing to cure. We're finding something that makes life better while we're evolving. So that's what we think. There's nothing wrong with a person with autism or ADHD. They don't have a problem. What the problem is that the body is not ready to receive this evolution, and this is why we need to do it virtually, and we do it through SRM, and we also apply energy healing with the activation of the seed of love to make sure that everything has been balanced also in the physical level. Now we move on to the next topic, which is karma. This is something that I realized recently when I was healing a few people that with the reprogramming. I was not really thinking about this because I relate to very few people, so I don't know if I have any karma that I actually accumulated in this life. I'm an only child. I'm always alone. I don't think I talk to anybody very rarely, but you know, there is always a way to get in trouble. But that was never in my mind about karma, and it was not something. But some people really have that. And they're thinking about it 24/7, you know, who knows what they did. But like I said, in reprogramming, we don't really care about details. We only see imbalances of the element. So this person asked if there is something that they can do to balance their karma or to release karma. And so I looked into it because it was a very good question, fair to ask. In fact, because we're working with balances, we're working with elements, we're working with numbers and algorithms, we're able to balance the karma. And not all types we're able to actually release in with the reprogramming, but there are many karmas that are there from our genetics or our family or the place where we come from. Like, entire countries have a karma, entire civilizations have a karma. Things like that. Our family name might have a karma. The place where we live may have a karma. So all these things that are not direct influence, not directly influenced by us, or we're not directly responsible for them, can be completely balanced with reprogramming. There are some other things that we actually are responsible for in this life and may not be able to be reprogrammed. With reprogramming, they're like locked, or I try to see if some of these could be healed, and some of them have some kind of locks that we're not able to move because they have to go through justice in some other ways. But many others are just dumb things that are just stuck in our DNA that come from generations that we don't need. And those things can definitely be balanced, because what we see is just a sort of like a matrix of numbers that are all disorganized. We see a matrix of numbers that show that at some point person A did something to person B, and that created an imbalance for 450 points that are owed to person B from A to B. So person A is minus 450 and person B is plus 450. That's what a matrix of reprogramming looks like. So you see numbers here and numbers in the other. So one is minus and one is plus, and we need to bring it to zero. So through reprogramming, we can definitely access that and find out where the imbalances are in terms of what elements is this translated into, and balance it to release karma up to the point that is allowed. So for each case, we ask if we can release all the karma, and they're going to tell us, like, yes, you can release 70%, 80% of the karma in this person. And the feeling that you get after that is just a release. It's like you're free. It definitely feels like, wow, it's all this weight that you were carrying for no reason. It could be the reason for a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression that you don't even know where it comes from. Usually has to do with these imbalances that come from generations, or they're just written in our DNA, and it's not necessary to continue carrying it. Actually, it's very bad for us to keep this. It's just waste of our life to be carrying this negativity with us. So that is balanced completely, and that pays our dues with whatever genetic imbalance could have been there, or anything that could have been stored in our DNA for ages. It could be definitely balanced with some reprogramming methods. So that was very, very interesting to find out. So whenever we're doing our healing, we know that that's already, even if we don't ask for it, that's already happening, because it's part of the entire reprogramming. It happens already. It's not, even if I just realize that that's part of what we're doing there, it was already done, because our entire reset includes any imbalance. It covers any imbalance, and karma is one of those. So after that, we can see, obviously, when in your consultation, after you have been reprogrammed, you can ask the consultant what is the percentage of karma in you, and she or he will be able to tell you this much is the karma that has been released, and this is how much is left. So that's just really interesting. And also another thing that I've been researching about this week, because I've been very interested in, you know, usually I like to see how far I can go and all these things, so I can find healing in different things. And some topic that was important, that was interesting, that I've been posting about this week is about fear. I posted, you know, if you follow us on Instagram, you probably saw the post. You said that you fear the most is what you attract the most. And so then I was thinking about this. What do I fear the most? What do humans fear the most? Because then, you know, probably what I fear the most is not what everybody else fears the most, but that's just because I've been involved in spirituality for so long. So it's not fair to compare, you know, my degree of fear with everyone else. And so I started thinking, as from the point of a human being, what is the most fearful thing for a human being? It is death. Because does anything else matter if you're dead? No, probably not. So death is probably the most thing that any human fears the most. And for that, I decided today to do a little meditation to recreate the moment of death. It's not like basically we're going to see our death. We're going to experience the feeling of what happens when we leave the physical body to go to the higher realms. And we're going to experience the peace that you feel. So just to give you a heads up, it's nothing hardcore. We're just going to experience how we travel from our physical body to the higher realms and then back to the physical body, and you will be able to experience this peaceful feeling that there is. So there's really nothing to fear. And once we have released, or once we have been face to face with this feeling, we realize that there is really nothing to fear. That is just a perception, and it's just something completely an idea. So that will help us release many other things that were under fear of death, that is probably any other fear. And so the goal is that facing our biggest fear will help us release all the other ones. And that's why we're going to do this meditation today. So if you are driving, please pause now this audio. That way you can continue driving. And you can, it's going to be on the podcast probably tomorrow or the day after. And everybody else, please feel comfortable. Get comfortable and don't be in some place where you're not going to be disturbed, because you don't want to be, you're going to be feeling so good and you don't want somebody to be asking you for like, where's my sandwich or something, you know. So make sure that you're relaxed and you're undisturbed. Put a sign on your door, don't disturb, don't tell me anything, I'm not here. And so no one should be troubling you while you're doing this. And the secret to this is to not fall asleep. So for that, I learned that the best way is to do it standing up. And also to let you know, I don't know if you probably have researched my information and the website and the healersofthelight.com, but I work with frequency words. That's my expertise, my strongest quality, is that instead of spending time meditating, I use frequency words that trigger the states of mind that we're trying to reach. So in this case, you're not going to be standing up for too long, because we have like 25 minutes only before the show is over. So we're going to go and get into this states of mind with words. So all you have to do is just stand there. Hopefully, you're relaxed with comfortable clothes. And you can always come back to this meditation. I'm going to also put it in the blog. So probably tomorrow, you can look in the home and healersofthelight.com. And in the blog, we're going to have the recreating the, it's not going to be called a recreating the moment of death. It's called meditation to experience life beyond physical life. Because after life, there is life. And there is not. I don't like to call it after death, because we're in life and we move into more life. That's how I see it. So very good. So stand up if you want. You can be close to a chair or close to the bed. So if you lose your balance or something, at least you have some place to hold yourself to. But you can be against the wall if you like. And this is how I contact the higher beings to enter my space to meditate in the moment of death with the words that I'm going to be saying. This is how we contact them. And so the first thing to do is to take 3 deep breaths. But before connecting to these elements, you're going to release all your stress from the day just 3 times. Let's do it together. Okay, 3 deep breaths. Now we're going to connect to the elements of the seed of love. They are the ones that bring that state of being to the physical body, the state of being at the moment of death. They know that you're not really dead, so no need to worry. To connect, we say these words. This is the new day. This is the day I leave and come back from my home in the realm of the highest love. This is how I know that there is life beyond life. This is the new day. Now, drop your breathing to almost imperceptible. Try to drop your breathing. If you're breathing too fast, try to go slower on your breathing. Almost to nothing, to like just a little breath. Keeping your eyes open will allow you to notice the changes in light. You may see the light starts to change in the room. but you can also close your eyes. It doesn't make a difference. It's just for you to notice when you have entered in this mental state, the light comes down, and you don't need to be completely in trance or anything. Most of my meditations, you will see that we are conscious, because I want to be able to remember and to feel this in all levels. So in most of my meditations, we're going to be conscious, but we're going to be in the mental state of meditation. And you notice that you're there just ideally with the changes of light. I see the light gets a little bit more sepia, more like a little darker. Or depends, sometimes it's just like a lot of light in the room. Okay. Now, drop your breathing even more. Breathe very small breaths, almost imperceptible. Try not to panic. And keep this slow breathing for 1 minute. Very slow breathing. Very slow breathing. Short breaths. Then we can move to the top of your head. Put attention to the top of your head. Feel that there is a bright light there on the top of your head, like a sun shining with a silver light that is almost blinding. It's very blinding light, silver on the top of your head. Is there? Feel its warmth. Feel that it's there for a minute. Just the light is shining on the top of your head. It feels a little warm. It feels blinding. It's so bright. Feel that this light is like a round, like a circle, like a ball of light is descending through your spine and stops in your throat. Now notice this ball of light, the silver light shining right on your throat. And it's just there shining. Keep it there for 1 minute. We're going to see the light shining in our throat a lot, everywhere. The light goes everywhere and it's blinding. Now it keeps going down, all the way down to the navel. And then we stop there. We stop there and we see this light, silver light shining, the circle light is still radiating there. It feels warm. There's a lot of light there in our navel. It's this silver, beautiful light that is shining there. And we see the path. We see the path from this light. We see the light that is shining in the navel. And we wait for a minute. We see it there for a minute. And then we keep going down to the end of the spinal cord. Then we wait there, see the light shining. This light is very, very, very strong. It's blinding, it's silver, it sparkles. It's a very beautiful light. It feels warm there at the end of your spinal cord. And the light is just there shining. Keep your attention there for 1 minute. See how the light is there. Now it's, your full attention is there. Your whole consciousness is in this light. You're there. You're the light. You're in this light. And then see the light going down all the way to your feet. It's underneath your feet. It's right underneath your feet. It's touching the last, you know, the skin on the bottom of your feet. And it's shining there. It's silver. It's very bright. Blinding. It's a circular, beautiful ball of light that is silver and just shiny, shiny, shiny. And it's blinding and it's there and it's beautiful and it feels good and it feels good on your feet. And it makes you feel, your feet feel a little warm because their light is so blinding and it's so bright. And then finally, see how this light at the bottom of your feet starts leaving your body. And it starts to ascend. The light starts to ascend. And just look at it. Let it go freely. Let the light go. But keep looking at it. You are with the light. You're observing it the whole time. See where it goes. Stay with it. Follow the light. Where is it going? Can you notice anything around this light? Is there surrounding? Is there something that is there around this light? Can you see if there is a place that you recognize, or there is any element where this light is now that you recognize. Is it simply darkness? If that is darkness, it is okay. Let's keep going up. Let's see. The light keeps going up. What else do you see? Is it still darkness? Okay. So then say these words to connect to the light in your space. We're going to fill up the space with that, with lights for you to be able to see. These are the connection words for the light in the space. This is the new day. This is the day I leave to come back from my home in the planet of the man to my home in the world of the mirrors, where I can see the multiple possibilities of the moment of my death. But I'm not there to see a specific future event. Let's fast forward to after the death. This is how we do it. Imagine that you're pressing a fast forward button and you just see, it's like in a movie. Everything is going fast from left to right, and now you press pause. What do you see now? See if there is a color, a geometric shape, flower, something that's popping into your mind. Anything. This is a place that you're very familiar with, but you can't remember now. Just think that you have been there before. How do you feel now? Stay in this feeling for a minute. Then try to see if you find any other familiar elements in this place. There's got to be something there. Just stay there. Just enjoy the feeling of being in this place where the light is. What has the light brought to you? Where has the light found? Stay in this feeling for a minute. And then we start heading back. There is nothing to see there. It's only a feeling. Only a feeling is what we need to experience. The physical eyes only exist in the physical world. There is no seeing in light form. You only feel frequencies. This is something that we need to keep in mind. We have ascended to the light realm where we are frequencies. So we are only able to experience what the frequency of life after life feels. We're not going to be able to see a thing because there is nothing to see. That's the feeling of death. It feels like peace, rest, freedom, that nothing else matters. Come back now. See the light descending from the higher realms. Follow this light all the way back to planet Earth. See how the light is coming down and it's bright and it's silver and it's blinding and it's this ball of light that looks like a sun and it's coming all the way down, back to where you're sitting, back to where you're standing, in the same room where you are. The light comes all the way down and then you see it right under your feet. Feel the light under your feet, feel the warmth of it. Feel how bright it is. Feel the silver light shining under your feet. Feel how the light moves and is radiating this beautiful silver light. And then see the light entering your feet and going up your legs all the way to the bottom of your spinal cord. And there, see how the light is shining. It's bright. It's silver. It's a ball of light that shines very bright at the end of your spine. And just be there for a minute. See how it moves. Feel the warmth of it. See how it's just beautiful light that is shining there. And then see how it moves up to your navel. Then let it shine there for a minute. This beautiful light that is silver, that is blinding, is like a sun, is a beautiful ball of silver light that shines, that radiates. It's beautiful. It feels beautiful and it shines and it's warm and you feel it there in your navel. Then see how it goes up. The light is going up and goes up to your throat. And then we stay there for a minute with this light. See how this light is shining in your throat. This beautiful ball of silver light is in your throat. It shines. It feels beautiful. It feels warm. It warms the interior of your throat. It warms everything around you. It's so blinding. It's so shiny. It's so silver and beautiful. And then the light keeps going up and stops right on the top of your head. And the light is there and it's shiny and it's a ball of light like a sun. It is silver. It is bright. It is blinding and it's beautiful and shines and radiates this beautiful silver light all over you. And the light starts shining more and more. And the light stays there on the top of your head. We stay there for a minute. We let it shine. And we stay with the light on our heads. Now we can open our eyes, come back to our consciousness, feeling peaceful and rested and free. This is how it feels when we leave the body to go to a higher realm. It is a feeling more than a seeing. And many people are in this meditation trying to see things. And perhaps what they see, you know, we can travel, we can do projections, astral projections and mental travel. We can go to places, we can go to space and we can go to all these places. But what we're going to really feel is what matters at that level, because at that level we're a frequency. At that level we interact in frequency. We interact in just how it feels. And maybe that's the only way that we can experience frequency in the physical level, is through this way of how it feels. It's like an energy inside of you. We are like little vessels that just carry a different frequency to accomplish different programs. That's why we're here. So it is good sometimes to go to back to the place where we are from, to feel this love, this peace, this nothing else matters. You know, we're here in this place where everything is peaceful and quiet. And it is where I belong. It's where I feel good. It's where I find myself. And then come back to Earth, and with that feeling, be. That's what we should probably practice, this a few times a month or a few times a week. Whenever you feel like you have lost connection with the light, connection with the frequency that is you, is when we should do this and reconnect. And it feels good. Hopefully you'll be able to feel this, and you may feel this throughout the next couple hours too, because it just stays in you. It's like resonates for a long time, especially the light exercise that we did and the frequency words that we say. They trigger elements in our brain that release these chemicals, that release this state of mind. So the state of mind is going to stay there for a couple hours, or as long as we are able to maintain it. And if you like this meditation or you would like to hear more of this, I'm going to be sharing the Life After Life meditation in our website and a blog, so it should be up there. You can find it in healersofthelight.com, and I will also share it in the social media. And this podcast is going to be available in iTunes and also on our page, bbsradio.com/healersofthelight. And you can always go there and see our different episodes and what we're talking about. And you can find this and other meditations that we'll have in the future. And if you like to hear or know about a specific topic and related to elements, metaphysics, or if you have any questions about SRM, you know where to find me at info@healersofthelight.com. Please don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, and you can find it in the website, healersofthelight.com. And please make sure to fill out your location. That way we know where you are coming or joining us from. And Hopefully we can arrange to have class in your area. The sooner the better. And that's our goal, to cover as much space as we can, to help as many people as we can with reprogramming. And hopefully you can join us in the family of the Healers of the Light very soon. And with your certification of consultant, if you have any questions about that, feel free to reach me. And until next week, have a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Healers of the Light talk show, this and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time with your host, Joanna Basols. Feel free to send us a request at info@healersofthelight.com and also follow us on Facebook to know more about our programs, facebook.com/healersofthelight. Also, you can visit us on our website, healersofthelight.com.